You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 8th. Sarah's out today. Yes, it's a decaf edition of the Coffee Hour. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You are fantastic. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. And you find out more about them at CUW.edu or on our website, KFUO.org. They're in the underwriter section. Thanks, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Go Falcons. Coming up this fall, the National Lutherans for Life Conference. Excited to talk about that today with outstanding guests in studio. The Reverend Dr. Sam Nafsker, he's keynote speaker for the Lutherans for Life National Conference, former director of the LCMS Commission on Theology and Church Relations, and about a dozen other things after his name as well. Dr. Nafsker, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you in studio. I'm excited to learn about your history with Lutherans for Life and also what you'll be presenting on. I understand you're learning about that, too.
I am, too.
The Reverend Michael Selemink, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life and our pastor for morning prayer and evening prayer here on KFUO. Good morning, Pastor Selemink.
Good morning, Andy, and good morning to the Coffee Hour audience.
Yes. Is this your debut on Coffee Hour?
I've been on a few times.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because we caught up with you at the march this year,
March
for Life. Yeah, So caught up with you for on that, and excited about all these life events that that you keep us connected to, and excited about this national conference. Now, national conference happens how often? Every year.
Every year, although as of last year, we alternate now a national conference in our even-numbered years with regional conferences in our odd-numbered years. So in 2017, we had four regional conferences and invited folks to come to one in their region or all if they were so inclined. And this year, we're having our national conference again.
And this is a special year, too. This is an anniversary year, right?
It is special because we are embarking on our 40th year as Lutherans for Life, which is why we've enlisted the services and the presence of Dr. Sam Nafsker, because he was instrumental in the founding of Lutherans for Life 40 years ago.
Let's go back to those days, Dr. Nafsker. Paint a picture for us. What was happening at that time that created this, the foundation of this?
Well, I came to the Synod on the staff of the Commission on Theology and Church Relations in December of 1973. And the first official meeting that I attended was a meeting of the newly constituted Commission on Social Concerns, which was a subcommittee of the CTCR, the Commission on Theology and Church Relations. And our assignment was to prepare a statement for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in response to the first anniversary of the Roe versus Wade abortion decision. It was at that meeting that I met for the first time Gene Garten. And of course, this was all taking place and things were going on in the Synod. It was a tense time right then. But this was a positive statement that bound us together to put something together for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to say. And out of that grew a desire on the part of the Commission on Theology to have regional conferences around the country addressing the whole question of abortion. The commission had already put a statement out a year prior to this on the abortion question, never dreaming that this would become such a national issue so suddenly as it did with that Roe v. Wade decision. And going out of that were some conferences that we held all over the Synod. And I'll remember we had one in Montana. And as we listened to the presidential nominations for the Republican convention at that conference there for all the pastors in the Montana district, we listened to Ronald Reagan trying to catch Gerald Ford and overtake him for the nomination, which he didn't make. But as Gene and I sat listening to the Gene Garten, listening to the returns, we said, you know what? We need a Lutherans for Life organization. And as far as I know, that's the first time that was ever talked about. I went back to the commission in the September minutes of that year state, the Commission on Theology is going to go on record as supporting Pastor Nafsker's recommendation that we take whatever steps are necessary to try to bring Lutherans together, at least on this issue, that is going to be broader than just the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Because there's a lot of Lutherans around who are in the other synods that share our concern about this issue. And that's the rest is history, as we say. We got money to bring together a meeting of 17 people at Missouri Athletic Club. and appointed a committee to put together the bare bones and structural logo, questions like that for Lutherans for Life. And in 78, in the summer of 78, the committee came up with a plan. And Janice and I, who's here with me this morning, became charter members of founding Lutherans for Life.
You mentioned earlier that it was a challenging time in the church. It was also a challenging time in our country with the, you know, the recent Roe v. Wade decision as well. Why was it important to be a gospel voice affirming life in these tumultuous times? Why was it so important to be this gospel-centered voice?
Well, I think one of the things that we felt was important was that this issue, the question of abortion, not be able to be portrayed nationally as a sectarian issue, just as an issue that, well, Catholics have their views and they're trying to foist their morality on the entire nation. And it was felt that we also have a voice on this question. I met, for example, with Dr. Preuss and others, with Colonel Bernardine from Chicago. And we emphasized the emphasis of having it be portrayed as not just a sectarian Catholic issue, but was a much broader issue. And, of course, we Lutherans believe that we have a right understanding of the way gospel and law relate to one another, to sit around the table and show the world that we also have a concern for life, and we bring the gospel perspective to that.
Pastor Salamink, nearly 40 years later, why is it still important that this be a collaborative gospel approach to affirming life in our culture today?
Lutherans have a distinctive voice to bring to cultural conversations about life issues. And that is that life issues are at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For 500 years, Lutherans have clearly enunciated that a person's value comes from God's grace, not by their works, not by their productivity or their appearance or their abilities. And so we should be among the loudest and the proudest who are shouting joyfully and hopefully about the purpose and the meaning of every human life in the public square, because it's bound up with the whole reason that we as Christians exist and that we as Lutheran congregations exist. It's exciting 40 years after Dr. Nafsker and Jean Garten's vision was given to them, that we're seeing that fulfilled, that Lutherans for Life is at the intersection of a lot of different Lutheran bodies. That it's not just Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations and individuals who are joyfully supportive of this message. It's all kinds of socially conservative Lutheran churches in the United States, the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the American Association of Lutheran Churches, the North American Lutheran Church, Lutheran Congregations and Missions for Christ, the Church of the Lutheran Brethren, so many different Lutheran bodies that come together on this issue and say, we believe that this is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the church's message.
The national conference that happens every year. This takes place in the fall.
It does. October 12 and 13 this year.
October 12 and 13, happening right here in St. Louis.
In St. Louis.
We'll get to those details in a little bit. Let's talk about what you're going to be talking about, Dr. Nafsker. What is the direction of your keynote? What will we be learning, or what will we be studying and learning?
Well, the theme for the conference is From Age to Age the Same. And what a great theme for a celebration of 40 years of celebrating the fact that we worship a God who is I Am. I like that the theme is based upon the text from Isaiah. You have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb. Even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and I will save. What a great text to see that we are not on some kind of fad just for right now, just for this little corner of the universe, but we are in faithfulness to the great I Am, who is the life giver, who has made us, who has redeemed us, who sanctifies us and who gives us eternal life. And that is something that is needed in a pluralistic, relativistic, secularistic age that we live in today.
Pastor Zelimek, you're nodding in agreement so much so I can almost hear it.
He's knocking it out of the park. The what we're hoping to communicate under the theme of From Age to Age the Same is, first of all, that our God and his gospel does not change. Since the beginning of the world, God's people have proclaimed the truth that he has revealed to them, that every human being is a special treasure from God, and a gift and a privilege to us as God's people. Not only does God not change, but the message of Lutherans for Life has not changed over 40 years. And we, this organization, this ministry, just stands the latest in a long line of faithful witnesses throughout human history who have testified to the sanctity of human life. And that grace of God and that message of significance of human value doesn't change no matter what age a person is. That's captured very clearly in the verse that talks about being born by me, by God, from before your birth, and even to old age and to gray hairs that he carries us. And so his grace is the same for every human being, no matter what age they are.
Why should I attend this conference?
We have outstanding speakers. You should attend this conference because it's affordable. Registration for those who get in before September 25 is $100. For 2 days, that's outstanding. You should attend this conference because it's a fellowship of life-minded Lutherans who are coming together to celebrate the message. And you should attend this conference because we have so many different presentations. Dr. Nafsker, of course, but other Lutherans for Life luminaries, previous director Dr. Jim Lamb, previous director Pastor Ed Feskins, Dr. Dale Meyer, president of the St. Louis Seminary, as well as a host of other pastors, experts, medical practitioners who are going to talk to us about a lot of different aspects of the value of human life.
Life-minded luminaries, I like that.
Indeed.
My guest today, the Reverend Dr. Sam Nafsker. He's keynote speaker for the National Lutherans for Life Conference. The Reverend Michael Zelimek, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. Where can we, coming up soon, we can register, we can learn more
about
this.
By the end of this week, Lutheransforlife.org, spell out the word for, Lutherans, F-O-R, life.org. You'll be able to see conference details as well as register right there on the website.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. More on the way.